Hey, hello and welcome to Can You Get to That? I'm your host, Caitlin Best.
I'm your host, Matt Olson.
Hey-o. What's up with you, Matt? How was your week? How was your day? How's your life?
My week was all right.
Uh-huh.
My day was all right.
Mm-hmm.
My life is awful.
Well, that's too bad. That doesn't make sense, though.
Well, I mean, I'm a working Joe, you know?
Yeah.
I'm a working Joe.
That blue collar life.
Yeah, well, I mean, I got a new job.
Working in the mines all day.
Well, I'm not.
Oh, you're not in the mine anymore?
No, I'm not in the mine. I quit that job.
Okay.
I got a new job.
What's your new job?
Okay. Have you heard of Weyland Yutani?
Big
megacorp. Fingers in a lot of different
pies.
Not
in this world, but they must be one of those companies like Philip Morris that just owns everyone.
They're primarily off-world, uh-huh. And then they own everything. Yeah,
right.
They own entire worlds, for
yeah.
instance.
But sort of quietly and sinisterly. So like that?
Well, this is kind of the thing, right? Like, you know, if you're a working Joe like me, you don't have much choice in the matter. Who you
yeah.
work for.
Yeah.
You go where the money is.
Right.
So, you know, I'm communicating with you over super light audio communication right now.
Right. I did wonder why you requested that I come to your apartment without you here and set up all the recording equipment and then talk to you through a computer.
Well, it's because I'm on the Nostromo, which is my new...
Oh, okay.
That's my new ship.
We're
stationed on.
Out in space there?
Inky black vastness of space. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Unending... Not even stars, just
blackness,
just pure black.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who do you got there on the ship with you? Is it just you?
I got Harry Dean Stanton. He's on the ship with me. Yeah.
Okay.
And John Hurt. John Hurt.
Uh-huh. John Hurt. Yeah.
Respected British character actor.
Yeah.
John Hurt. Also
that,
on the
well,
ship.
Well, that must be informative. You got any pets?
No, but Sigourney Weaver brought a goldfish.
Oh, just for herself, though. It's not a communal pet. Okay.
This week's topic is Alien. Yay, the movie Alien. 1979?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly.
79.
Nailed it.
We were just now, like, right before we started the podcast, struggling to come up with what this week's topic would be. Please send in topics. Please. Please. But then Alien, and then we took a look at pictures of Jonesy the cat.
And then we realized that it made perfect sense because Matt's out in space. So it's a natural topic, really.
Wait. Okay, I'm back on Earth. Look,
ugh,
I'm on the couch.
Man,
with
we've
you.
Really, really perfected
yep.
interstellar travel.
Weyland Yutani is going to be mad I breached that contract, though.
Don't tell NASA.
John Hurt's going to be mad because I did not wash the dishes before I blinked back to Earth.
You dick. And you probably had some oatmeal and shit. Just crust it all on there.
You know I did.
Yeah.
You know I did. Oh, here comes John Hurt now. Walking.
Here comes respected British character actor John Hurt.
It's no big deal, you know.
All right, shall we?
We shall, after a brief pause. Okay.
Oh, wow. I'm so glad John Hurt is gone.
Yeah.
I was getting a little worried there.
Get out of here, John Hurt.
When he started breaking all of your dishes, that started to concern me.
Yeah. Also, I mean, whenever John Hurt's in the room, there's just a constant source of panic because what if he has a chest burster inside of him?
Yeah, you never know.
Historically, it's been known to happen. All right, let's click on a random... Oh, shit.
You don't have a pad?
I don't have a pad.
You want me to open up a text doc here.
God, I was really underprepared for this week's episode.
That's all right.
I was out in space.
Yeah, I mean, you were making them bucks. Oh, good. You found a receipt. Wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
I can do you one better. I have the instructions.
An instruction booklet.
The instructions for this IKEA table in my living room.
Good.
Finally going to find a use for these. Like, seriously, though, this thing is, like, I don't need the instructions
anymore.
It's pretty
self-explanatory.
Yeah.
You know, I've never understood people that, it's sort of like this trope in popular media, or like in the zeitgeist, that IKEA stuff is hard to put together.
No, it's not.
It's fucking not. It's super duper easy. It's the illustrations not. Are no. very clear.
Okay. So, anyway, we clicked on random article, and our first article is Christine Schuele.
Schuele.
We don't have any reason why we're putting that emphasis on
it. I don't know who this person is. She's a New York-based video installation / intervention artist. I don't know what that means. Do you know what an intervention artist is? Is that like Ashton Kutcher?
Shit. that great piece of postmodern interventionist art. Punked.
Punked.
No, I have no idea what intervention art is. I know I've seen many a video installation in my day.
Yeah, I've seen those.
Video installations are weird.
Uh huh.
As a art form as a whole.
It's sort of hard to. I always find it frustrating that you go into the gallery and it's in the middle of the thing and you have to wait for it to finish, and then wait for it to start, and then wait for it to get to the point where you entered.
It's art that needs to be exhibited in a certain place, right? Like, there are very few quote unquote video installations. I'm sure there aren't actually very few. I'm sure there's all sorts. But that, you know, it's called an installation, but you're just allowed to, like, bring it up on your laptop or
something.
Yeah,
I was going to say, it's the future. Why don't we just watch it on YouTube?
Well, that's not my problem with it, but you interact with a video installation in a way that you don't interact with video at all. With video in any other sense, like, ever. Because video and, like, I mean, I'm no expert here. Maybe I really need to stay in my lane here in terms of art history, probably. But it's like it's primarily like a commercial medium. And then for a video installation to exist, you're rarefying that and reclaiming it.
What can you sell? What is there to buy?
Well, it's explicitly working against that to the point where it's hard to access.
Capitalism.
Like, you can see a picture of a painting, and granted,
I only want art. I only want art that can be packaged and sold.
Well, like,
consumed.
Like, if you could go get, maybe this exists, if you could get a DVD of Bruce Nauman, I think he's a video artist, right?
I have no idea who that is.
In your house, actually. No, it's not just we have friends. There are two books on video art.
I've never read them. Are there still?
I think they are.
I've never read those. I think those have moved out of the house.
Okay. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
I don't look at that shit.
One of them, I think, has a picture of Bruce Nauman on the cover.
The only video art that I experienced in that house was the Super Bowl and the OC.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Those two prominent examples.
Video installations, the Super Bowl. California-based dramas.
Well, no, it was the thing is that it wasn't. It was installation video art masquerading as a Californian teen drama.
Yeah,
people didn't get. People were just like, it's the OC. We talk about this all in our OC episode.
You'll have to refer back to that.
Leanings of OC. I just want to, like, if you could get a DVD of that stuff though, and watch it in your own house, like that's obviously like a totally different experience and doesn't make any sense. Like, that's not how it's exhibited. And you can say the same about like just looking at a picture of a painting, but you can appreciate a lot more, I feel, of like, you can do a lot more in terms of talking about a painting if you can just see a reproduction of it than you can if you see a video installation outside of the context. Like, what if it's projected super big on the wall?
I'm gonna argue the opposite of what you're saying. Based on, have you ever read Heidegger's thoughts on art museums?
Nope.
This is a short detour. He hated art museums so much because he believed that art is meant to be like out in the world, and if you take it and put it on a wall in a museum, that's like unnatural. It's like putting a monkey in a cage. Meant to be there.
I see. So what's your
video art was meant to exist on YouTube. That's its natural environment. That's where we should be seeing it.
And also, you're trying to say to me, or at least what I'm picking up on, is Heidegger would have loved Banksy.
Oh, yeah.
He would have been real down with that boy.
Yeah.
And his anti-capitalist.
Yeah, especially the one where the
super awful
the one with the guy stripping. Shooting himself in the head and then the birds coming out the other side.
The birds coming out. Oh, my God.
So moving. Okay.
Fuck. Okay.
I'm going to click on New York.
Yes. Let's do it. In New York.
Wait. Have we done this before?
You can get pizza for real cheap.
No,
and
what?
It's really greasy.
What do you think the next line of that song is for real?
Oh, my God. We've had this conversation before. I don't think
not
on
here.
The podcast. Jesus Christ.
Not here.
Or maybe. No, you know what? Maybe I'm primed because you mentioned it before we started the show, but maybe we talked about this back when it was a radio show.
Yeah, those are lost forever, though.
Those are lost.
Nobody
days.
Will ever hear
They're
that.
Not really lost forever, but some of there was the one where there is effects turned up on your microphone and only your microphone.
Classic.
It sounded like
I sounded more evil than that.
Yeah, because there's some reverb on it.
Yeah, do you still have that on your computer?
Probably somewhere.
That's like when we finally make it big, that's gonna be like an extra on our on our box set.
Oh boy. Yeah, the unlistenable extra. What are they talking about? I can only hear Matt's end of the conversation.
And
this is awful.
Some fucking demon just mumbling.
It's like a regular episode of Can You Get to That? Only you can only hear Matt and it's the worst. We got it way off track.
You
want to ask me about the song.
It doesn't matter.
No. We have to have this conversation. New York, concrete city where dreams are made. There's nothing you can't do.
Okay, but that's incorrect. The actual words are concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
True. Okay. Yeah. There's made of, which I don't get, but you always
it doesn't
think
make
it's,
sense. But they do it to fit the meter, I believe. But I believe very, very strongly that the word tomato is in that line.
You don't just believe that. I believe he said. What was it? Did you say?
I hear wintry tomato.
Oh, you're on the wintry, not the wet dream tomato.
I can kind of go either way depending on my mood. You know?
So the line would go then.
Okay,
concrete jungle, wet dream tomato.
What I prefer is I become a. And
I
then
become
one of,
a wintry tomato.
Yeah.
No. I think this is how the conversation went the last time too.
Just no.
Because I can hear the "where dreams are made of" part fine. What I have a problem with is just like where dreams are made of what?
Where dreams are made of. It's New York is where dreams are made of.
I guess.
It's like what dreams are made of, except it's a place.
Too poetical for a pop song, if you ask me. I'm just saying.
Too poetical.
The language is too obtuse for my tastes. I can't hear that song now without thinking about the Adventure Time mashup.
Yeah, me neither. That's true. That's
making
absolutely
pancakes,
true.
Making pancakes. That's what
do,
I'm going.
Do.
Also, do you want to make bacon pancakes soon?
I don't eat bacon. But you can make them and I will watch.
You don't... Wait. Is this new? Do you not eat?
No, it's not new.
Have you, the whole time I've known you, not eaten? I know you have, like, transitioned away from meats.
Yeah. Like...
But never bacon?
Here's my thing. I probably know, but here's my thing. If I am in a survival situation, which for me means I'm hungry and the only readily available food has bacon in it or is bacon, then I will succumb to bacon. But
Wait. Hold on. We have to flesh this out a little bit. A survival situation means I'm hungry.
Okay, but I'm hungry, but specifically, like, I'm in some place where I'm in an airport and there's only one thing that's open.
And only Jim Bob's
bacon
stand.
And only the bacon stand is open.
That's not a survival situation.
No, that's what I'm saying. That's my definition of a survival situation.
That's so sad.
That's my tummy survival is
what are
important
you,
to me.
What, if that's what it takes
my
to
tummy,
eat
my
bacon.
My tummy is very fragile.
Imagine you're trapped on a spaceship with a xenomorph. What will you do then?
I would definitely eat bacon. And then,
you can only get in the escape pod, Caitlin, if you eat this bacon.
I would eat it regardless of whether my survival was on the line at that point, because it's like, well, I guess that's not fair. If there was a xenomorph,
You would use the bacon to attract the xenomorph.
Exactly. I would use the bacon as bait and then take a little nibble myself.
You just have some nice strips, and then you're going to lay them out on like the fucking grated floor. But before that, you're just like,
little nibble.
Put it there. Oh, boy. That would have been a different movie entirely.
Yeah. Yeah, it would have been.
Everyone
would have survived if only they'd had bacon.
Yeah, fucking waving Yutani cheapskates.
That's the secret. It's a the aliens are designed.
If you go and watch Prometheus, that movie is all about how the xenomorph.
The aliens that designed the xenomorph, they use bacon as a way of controlling it, and that's what the humans never figured out.
That's what they never figured out. Yeah,
all they had to do.
All the xenomorph wants in life is bacon and whiskey and its fedora back. Thank you. All right. Now that I've shat on that group of people, check that off the list for the week. Can we click a link out of New York?
Do you have any strats in mind?
Boy.
Okay, because there's like...
The movie business.
There's got to be like arts, entertainment.
Yeah.
Like Broadway. Broadway's a street in New York.
Also, there was that time they adapted the entire works of Ridley Scott to Broadway. It was all of his movies.
Right, yeah.
It was all the movies
It bombed, though. They couldn't get the special effects right.
Yeah.
They hired U2 to do the music, and it just didn't work out.
I really was not impressed with their Blade Runner suite. Oh, boy. I wish I find myself wishing I knew a little bit more about U2 so I could make a proper U2 Blade Runner joke. Off the dome.
The guitarist is a man who calls himself the Edge. Does that help?
That's not helpful.
Edges, blades.
That's not... It's funny, but it's not helpful. So I guess it achieved its goal. Sunday Bloody Sunday. Do something with that. Something that replicants. Make it happen.
Okay. New York. Oh my gosh. I Love New York logo. Classic. It's a song, apparently, also? I didn't know that.
Weird. I love New York. These are the lyrics to the song.
All right, shall I click filmmaking?
Yeah, click filmmaking. This might be real short.
We might get a twofer.
A second pass around. Episode. I don't know if this has happened on the podcast.
Yeah, only on the classic version.
Only on Can You Get to That Classic? Always recorded... Always not properly mastered.
Always recorded, never broadcast.
Oh, yeah. Also, I don't think that was ever actually, like, listenable live. Except for maybe once. Oh, well. Those were the days, weren't they, Caitlin?
Were the days.
6 months ago.
Still 24.
I was still a student.
It was...
I'm so sad.
An okay year.
This is a really... When I was 24. This is a really musical episode.
You know that song, right?
Yeah, I think so.
It's a Sinatra song. Classic Sinatra.
Classic. Are you a fan of the Boss? I mean, not the Boss.
The Boss. No. Yes, I am.
Bruce
Sinatra? Why do you bring that up?
Chairman of the Board. Sorry.
The Chairman of the Board himself, the Notorious B.I.G. That's what I go to every time.
That's what I get.
He's all right. I listen.
Fuck, why haven't we done...
My parents listen to a lot of Frank Sinatra.
Why haven't we done our favorite TV personality, Brian Butterfield, as a topic? Does he have a Wikipedia page?
Yeah, he's got to.
He's got to. Boom, 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 boom.
Okay, so here we are. There's all this... these are the people that work on a movie. This is how a movie is made. This is how a movie is distributed.
Caitlin, imagine that I know nothing about movies. I've never seen or heard of a movie, or really seen or heard of anything like it.
You want me to explain movies to you?
Tell me how a movie is.
Okay, so you know what a picture is, right?
That's when it's like what you see with your eyes, but you just kind of like...
Okay.
So basically, make it flat there.
Basically, the filmmaker, this person who's called a filmmaker... They have a magic box they carry around, and it's got a glass eye. And the glass eye looks at you, and it captures your soul inside of it.
Okay, see, I feel like...
And then it's projected through a mixture of light and electricity onto a screen. Other people may view it.
I feel weird about this. Is this how you would actually explain movies to someone? Okay. Because it was coming off as a little condescending and a little mean. A little cruel. Hey, this is going to steal your soul.
Yeah, that was the bit. Do you really want to know how movies work?
I want you to do it. I think the bit is infinitely funnier if you try to explain
how you want movies work.
I'm probably wrong.
I'm gonna try to explain. I'm gonna give you my understanding of how movies work. So there's this magic box, right?
God damn it! You seen any good movies that aren't Alien lately?
Have I seen any movies lately? God,
you know, I just don't. I'm not really plugged into movies.
I don't. Yeah, I like stopped watching movies. I mean, I've seen some, but I stopped like going to the movies when I started college, basically.
You're so...
Except I'll go to, like, you know, the new Hunger Games movie, obvi.
That's, I go to that's
those.
On your radar.
I go to, like, those events.
Yeah, but you're just...
I mean,
you're
I watch movies at home.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's what I...
That's what you meant. You didn't have any generally. Pretension that I had gone to the movie theater.
No. I wanted to leave it open to you so that if you wanted to be like, oh, I haven't been to the movie theater... you could say that without it being pretentious.
I saw this one movie. It was good, but it was like super sad. I cried at the end.
What was it called?
What was it called? It's just about this teen lesbian, and she lives in this conservative African-American household, and like, okay, shit's hard for her. She has a hard life, and she's like figuring out who she is, and...
Glad that you've got that.
It's a good movie. I would recommend it if I still knew the name of it.
Yeah, glad you got all that plot description out there, though, before I made a joke and was like, oh, you saw a movie that made you cry and you can't remember the name. And then, like...
I told you what it was about. It was super duper serious.
I was going to make a joke. I was going to be like, oh, was it Zookeeper featuring Kevin James? But now...
Now you feel bad.
Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, it's good you didn't make that joke.
Yeah, especially since I really cried at the end of that movie. Not true. You know what, though? I saw Click in theaters, and I did, a single tear came to my eye, and I don't know why. I was 13, and I think
it just came
feelings,
to you?
I think feelings were really, like, new and
full,
hard then.
Yeah, you're just, like, full to the brim with feelings.
Yeah, and Click's not a good movie. But you know what?
It.
Hey, Adam Sandler, if you're listening, at least one person... had their heartstrings apparently tugged at by your shitty, awful movie.
God, Adam fucking Sandler. How about him? How about Adam Sandler?
That's for a different podcast.
Here's a fun fact.
Yeah.
In Bollywood filmmaking, there's a specific... Apparently, this is specific to Bollywood. There's a person called the director of audiography.
Shit, yeah.
And that's, I guess we don't have audiography in our
American
films.
Think about the way in which we have received Bollywood. Like, Bollywood has come to America because everybody just wants to zero in on the scenes that are crazy,
mm-hmm,
musical dance numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And like super well done.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense that you have someone who's in charge of that.
Yeah.
Whose whole deal is that specifically.
Right. But like sound design in all movies is like crazy complicated. I mean, you're a sound designer for podcasts.
Sorry.
You know,
I was thinking one. No, I don't. Two. I was thinking audiography being like audio and choreography. Like,
oh,
both.
Is that, you like, think that's what that means?
I don't want to click on the link to
find
out.
I don't
want to
click on it, but I want to know, like, a lot.
Because unless we can loop our way to a Bollywood adaptation of Alien, I think it's going to throw us off course.
Bollywood adaptation of Alien.
But that's what I have to imagine it means, right? Like, that's... Or maybe that is my filter, just being like,
no,
oh,
I have no idea
what
this means. You're just making... I mean, yeah.
I'm making an assumption, yeah. I'm making an ass out of you and me on the podcast. Sorry.
It's okay. Yeah, that's just interesting. That's not at all what I assumed that meant.
Well,
anyway, where are we gonna go from here?
I don't know. because
cinemas.
You think it would be really easy if we're already on the page for filmmaking
to get to the page for film.
Yeah, but unless we like click on like directors and then list of directors, like shit can go horribly wrong anywhere you want to go.
Well, here's producer.
Well, what about producer?
I'm just saying that's a link. There's a link that says in the annals of Wikipedia, misleading Wikipedia links, there's one that says another film and it links to remake.
Okay, yeah. But I can kind of see contextually why.
That makes total sense.
Yeah, like it's talking about the source material.
The source material is another film.
Yeah. For instance, did you know that Pixels, the latest Adam Sandler and Kevin James movie, was based off of a short film, I think maybe by the same name, but in the short film, all that happens is that like the video game characters, like the Space Invaders come down from space and start shooting up the city. And then like, it's just like kind of like artistic, like they like destroy the city and the city like goes, I think like the city goes all gray or it itself becomes Pixels or something. And that's it. It's not a fun time, shitty Adam Sandler romp. It's just destruction, which actually, if you think about it, is the true message of all Adam Sandler movies.
Well, I mean, I was going to say it's the true message of Space Invaders, but
the true message of Space Invaders is gotta set that high score, son.
But
have your name last forever.
But here's what I'm saying. Adam Sandler, though. Adam Sandler.
Again, I brought it up, but I think we still have to leave that to a different podcast.
All right. We're going to do that another time, though.
No, I'm talking about a different, not our show.
You're talking about an Adam Sandler cast.
You don't need to get into this on the air, but I can point you in the direction.
Oh, my God.
See? It's those radio days coming back to me.
On the airwaves.
This is going out live right now to my upstairs neighbors. Ooh. What's up? You like to talk about Alien?
Okay, so I mean,
you're stomping around earlier today. It was okay, though. I wasn't bothered.
Film studio. Development hell.
Okay, we're looking at this page still, but my neighbors are going ham.
Bankable stars.
Ooh,
Sigourney, am I right?
Bankable stars. Let's click on the... bankable star. That's our next step. That's a really funny name for a Wikipedia article. Or subject, rather.
Top 10 lists of most bankable stars.
Okay, this is how we get there. This is how we get there.
Yeah, right. By Tom Hanks.
No, we now...
The famous...
Now we're really no
Alien
longer...
Alien sequel starring Tom Hanks.
We're no longer playing the Wikipedia game. We're no longer doing Can You Get to That? We're just doing 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, basically.
6 degrees of Xenomorph.
Well, okay, so let's think here for a moment. Who's in that movie? Sigourney. Harry Dean Stanton, John Hurt.
Those are definitely the only people I can name.
Yeah.
In Aliens, though.
Oh, we got
what's the guy's name? The guy that
Michael
plays
Bane?
The guy that plays the polygamist in the HBO series Big Love is in that movie.
I forget
his name, however.
Is that Michael Bane?
I don't think so.
Oh, wait. I've never seen Big Love, so this goes... No, wait. Big Love doesn't have Greg Kinnear, and neither does Aliens.
That might.
Paul Reiser? Paul Reiser is in Aliens.
No, it's not Paul. It's not a Paul.
Here's something.
You've seen Aliens, right?
I've seen Aliens.
He's the like real scaredy cat one.
Yeah.
Can you picture him?
Yeah. Oh, the real scaredy cat. Yeah, I don't know that guy's name at all. Sorry.
Okay. It's okay.
He's the like we're done for.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Game over, man. No, I don't know that guy. I just know game over, man. Here's my thoughts on Aliens. I don't like that movie
much. You don't like it?
No.
I liked it. It's a different flavor.
It's
a very, very different flavor.
It's a very, very different flavor. Whereas Alien is the movie that... And here's the thing, though. Is like Aliens still super influential? Mm-hmm. Like still like... you know, as a film, but also just like science fiction, like defined the visual look for things to come after it. But like Alien did that in a way that was cool. And then Alien starts and it's like, did they just like nick the set from another 80s science fiction movie and use it? And then like, and then worst of all, Paul Reiser walks in and he's a character in the movie. And then all of a sudden it's like, this isn't good. This isn't good at all. Well, that's the guy from Mad About You, which was made after I realized.
That's what you thought.
My perspective, but I don't. Yeah, I don't like that movie that much.
You just don't like it because you're comparing it too hard to the original Alien movie.
I guess it's fine on its own.
Which is
we
like,
wouldn't
not
have
fair.
Halo without Aliens, probably.
There you go, and you love. We all know how you love Halo.
Da 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 da. Shoot 'em up. Da da da. Pick it up.
Okay, so
Ska Halo. Coming soon.
So Sigourney Weaver movies, go. Gorillas in the Mist.
Yeah, I got... Oh, Ghostbusters. I was going to say I got nothing, but I'd be real sad if I had nothing.
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, Bill Murray's not on the list of top 10 bankable male stars. Damn.
The earliest year that they list is 1999.
Well, that's shit.
And actually, the only years they list are 1999, 2002, 2006, and 2009.
Strange.
Just like a random assortment of years. Golly gosh.
But don't think I've given up, okay? Especially since we're only a half hour into the show.
No, I never said we were giving up. Yeah, I never give up. You know me. I don't give up.
Is Sigourney Weaver?
Planet Earth.
Sigourney Weaver's in Ghostbusters 2. She's in Avatar. Isn't she in Avatar?
Oh, yeah. She's in Avatar. Yeah. That's juicy.
Oh, God. I don't want to get to Alien through Avatar. That's the saddest.
There's two links, you realize. There's at least two.
What do you mean?
Well, between Aliens and Avatar.
Right. But if we're on the list of... Well, I guess...
Not. I don't mean here. I just mean that between those two ideas, there's two connections.
Let's roll this back. Isn't Avatar...
So we might be doing that.
Isn't Avatar still one of the highest grossing movies ever?
Yeah, I think so.
Tell me the name of the fucking guy who starred in it.
Sam?
Do you even know it? Because I don't.
I definitely did know it at one time. I'm just super bad at remembering names.
Who the fuck
is... Sam Worthington? He's Australian. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Okay, maybe, but you could be pulling that out of your ass. I wouldn't know.
But
not a bankable star.
But what are you saying? Yeah, I mean, he's got to start somewhere.
But I think the only thing for him, like, if I'm that guy, I'm just sitting at home, like, spending down my Avatar money, and if I ever need to work again, I'm just twiddling my thumbs thinking, Avatar 2. Gotta come soon. They said it would come soon.
They're making that, right?
Yeah, but they've been making that for like the last 5 years.
Is this true or not? Can you confirm or deny this? I remember hearing like 4 years ago that James Cameron had commissioned a little submarine to go to the fucking bottom of the Marianas Trench and film it down there for Avatar 2. Have you heard this?
He didn't. He did that, right?
I know he did that. But I heard I remember hearing that was for Avatar 2.
No, it was because he's James Cameron and he likes these undersea vanity projects. He's rich, and so...
Is he making a movie out of the bottom of the Marianas Trench?
I think they made a documentary about it.
Okay.
But it's exactly when he made Titanic and everyone was like, Titanic.
Yeah,
and then he
loves the bottom of the ocean.
And then he did the fucking Titanic documentary.
Right.
And so he was like, how do I one-up myself because I'm a rich man? Right. I'll just like get these...
I need to go to the deepest point in the ocean.
Yeah, I need to be the one to do it. And if my submarine fails, I will be compressed into like a cube.
God. Die in the most like horrible way.
Yeah, everything
actually,
will collapse around
me.
I don't know if
it would be more horrible to die in the vacuum of space or to be crushed at the bottom of the ocean.
Well, in the vacuum of space, do you actually get like pulled apart?
I think you freeze to death more or less instantly.
I think, yeah. Freezing to death.
I think you just freeze, like, bam, done.
Freezing to death more or less instantly sounds way better than the still probably a couple seconds it would take for before your submarine capsule to collapse around in on you.
Oh my God. I don't like either one of those things.
There would probably be a split second in which you were being in intense pain and aware that you were being crushed to death in your submarine. Fun comedy podcast. La la da 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 da.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I always, in my head, I sort of associate space with the deep sea. They sort of are connected.
Well, yeah, they're both very mysterious. Why are we exploring? Opposites. Why do we want to explore space when we don't even know what's at the bottom of the ocean?
Makes you think. Really,
that's where the
kaiju
are going to come from. Pacific Rim 2.
But although they do ultimately come from space.
Yeah, ultimately they just came. There's a door in the ocean.
Makes you think. No?
Yeah, makes you think.
Okay.
What do you like better? I mean, there's a right answer to this. Pacific Rim or Cloverfield?
I never saw Cloverfield.
Oh. Well, damn.
Sorry. I like meant to see it and then I just never did.
You should see it. It's good. It's just not Pacific Rim good.
Well, it's like different, right?
It's very
different. It's not like a fun action movie romp.
No. No.
It's like a spooky movie, right?
It's spooky. You know TJ Miller, comedian TJ Miller?
No, I don't.
He's in Yogi Bear.
Uh-huh.
He's in Silicon Valley. Have you seen the show Silicon Valley?
No, but I can kind of picture who's in it.
You should watch that show.
Yeah, that's one of those things that I'm probably not going to do. Like not out of like stubbornness or not wanting to, just out of like it's not on the top of my list. I'm probably never going to get around to it.
It's really good. Okay.
There's a lot of good things out there, you know.
Yeah, I feel that though. I get it.
Okay.
Anyway, he was in Cloverfield. He's just the guy who's holding the camera the whole time.
Oh.
So I think you don't even see him in the movie. He's just talking.
Hmm. Huh.
Which is cool.
How fun.
That's a great film role. Be the guy no one sees.
Not that that's not true. I'm going to read these stars.
Okay.
And we need to make some connections.
Yes.
Okay. Tom Hanks, Mel Gibson, Tom Cruise, Harrison Ford, Jim Carrey, Leonardo DiCaprio, John Travolta, Julia Roberts, Robin Williams,
Brad Pitt.
Harrison Ford.
Do you see what I'm doing here?
No.
Harrison Ford was in Blade Runner.
Yes.
Which was made by Ridley Scott.
I do see what you're doing. Okay. Harrison Ford.
Bingo.
Bam.
He's still looking all right. His hair's thinning a little bit on this photo from Comic-Con this year.
He gained fame for his starring roles as Han Solo in the original Star Wars epic space opera trilogy.
Yup.
Yeah, I mean, that's not wrong.
All right, what's your... Okay.
Are you about to ask me what my favorite Harrison Ford movie is? Because you know the answer.
I wasn't going to ask that, but what's the answer?
Can you guess?
It's just The Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Which I guess means that my next question is already answered. Han Solo or Indiana Jones?
Oh my God, Han Solo all the fucking way.
Okay, who would win in a fight, though?
Han Solo.
Are you kidding
me? He's got a laser gun.
Yeah, and Indiana Jones has a gun, and Han Solo doesn't wear, like, body
armor.
Han
Solo's got a laser gun, and he's fucking quick on the draw. You've seen him.
Yeah.
And he's sneaky.
I mean,
and he'll charm you with his... with his winning smile.
Well,
and then shoot you in the belly.
Either
one can charm you with his winning smile.
Han Solo or
that's
Indiana
true.
Jones can charm
that's
you
fair.
With their winning smile. I guess if they both knew they were in the shit, Han Solo would probably immediately reach for his gun.
He's scrappier.
Indiana Jones would consider for a moment not just offing him, but Han Solo would be like, fuck it.
Indiana Jones has more of a belief in the goodness, the potential goodness of humanity, I feel, than Harrison Ford does. Harrison Ford has been to some fucking... Harrison Ford.
Wait.
Han Solo has been to some dark corners
also
of the
Harrison
galaxy.
Ford has...
Harrison Ford has also been there.
Do you know the story about the scene from Indiana Jones where he shoots the guy with a sword?
No, I don't.
You've seen the movie, though, so you know the scene I'm talking about. He comes out, and he's challenged by this dude who starts doing all these sword antics, just, like, flipping shit.
Yeah.
And then Indiana Jones just pulls out his gun and shoots him.
Yeah, yeah.
I this might be hearsay, and you could probably hear this story both a million different ways elsewhere, but also in a million different places.
Mm-hmm.
So they were filming in the desert, and then Harrison Ford got real sick. And that scene was originally going to be like a big, like, sword fight type thing, like a big action sequence.
Yeah.
But he had, the way I heard the story was that he had diarrhea.
Oh.
That day, Harrison Ford was so sick, he had the bad poops, and he was just like, what if
Steven Spielberg,
what if instead I just shot the dude? And it's really good.
And that's like, yeah, you know, all of...
Because of bad poops.
I'm about to cite one more example. Some of Harrison Ford's most memorable moments have come from him just not wanting to act. Do you know the other scene I'm talking about?
No, I don't think so.
The scene... Do we need to pause?
No,
here?
We're fine. Okay. We're fine.
The scene in...
In Empire?
In Empire, where Leia says, I love you, and he says, I know. That right. wasn't in the script. He was just like, it was like their, I don't know, 15th take or something, and he was sick of doing it. And so he just like...
Well, he was sick of doing it, I assume, because the dialogue originally wasn't that good. And then he was just like, Han Solo would just be like, yeah, I know.
But nonetheless.
Yeah.
Those moments, he knows. He's got that same panache as his characters, where he knows what they would do either when they were about to be frozen or when they had diarrhea.
Okay, let's be clear here. In one situation, Han Solo is about to be frozen in carbonite. In the other situation, Indiana Jones doesn't have diarrhea.
The run's real bad.
That wasn't part of the plot.
It's hard to find, you know, when you're traveling, sometimes you don't know. You don't know what you're eating. And he just... He should have come prepared. He should have had some antibiotics or something with him, but...
Yeah, it should have come prepared with, like, a colostomy bag. What? Like... There's no way to really prepare for that. There's not like a pill that can like firm up your stool. You deal with it.
No, I have anti-diarrheal.
Is that a medicines. Thing?
Yeah, it's totally a thing.
Oh, God.
I don't know how it works.
Ask the Soylent guy. Oh. Call back! Yeah, click on the link to Blade Runner. I already saw it.
Okay.
It's up there.
Yeah, it's up there. Blade Runner.
Yeah, what's your favorite thing about Blade Runner?
Good cover, but that doesn't look like Harrison Ford.
Yeah, that version of the cover art, well, good isn't real good on the likenesses.
Uh-huh.
But there's like so many different, like, also people just love to make their own Blade Runner posters. There's so many Blade Runner fan posters out there.
Oh,
and
really?
The thing is that a lot of them are really good. And they're all basically the same. They all basically combine the same elements.
One of them, instead of these tall buildings, are just dicks.
No. No, Caitlin.
It was a joke, Matt.
It's only the Little Mermaid poster.
Oh, God.
You remember that? Did you hear that
tidbit? No, that's real?
Oh, my God. So, more dumb movie facts I've received over time. This is like, I think you can find this on Snopes. You can probably find the Indiana Jones thing on Snopes, too.
Mm-hmm.
There was... Like, for the home video release of I think it's Little Mermaid,
mm-hmm.
the cover has, like, this golden city. Like, it's a city under the ocean or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then, just, like, amongst all the many, many towers...
Jesus,
I shouldn't have been playing with that.
Christ,
I shouldn't have been playing with that fucking Allen wrench in my hand.
Amongst the towers, there's a dick.
Yeah, there's just one that looks like...
It's phallic. But it's just a building, but it's phallic.
Well, no, it looks like like a long phallus.
Okay.
Like, it's not just like a phallic building, like
it
has
literally
like a head.
It literally is a phallus.
You can't really like, it's not like that building looks like a dick. Like, it's that turned up to 11 to the point where it looks like,
okay,
just like a golden penis.
Okay, but it is still a building.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in amongst the buildings.
Not just
and
like.
Then someone spotted it and they were like, yo, Disney, there's no way you can like look at this and be like, it's not a dick. And I think Disney agreed.
I feel like it probably totally is.
It's probably totally.
They love that.
Dick.
People that work at Disney, granted, I don't know that the artist of that poster necessarily works at Disney, but they love that shit.
There is also,
they love to put gross
fuck,
stuff
what
in
was
those
that,
movies.
What was that? What's the one with the two mice detectives? The Adventurers? Is it just called The Adventurers?
Is it?
I don't know.
It's not what I was going to say.
There's like
boobs, but maybe I'm
hidden
thinking of
in Disney
thing.
Movies. Not Pixar, though. Pixar keeps it, like...
They keep it clean.
They keep it on lock.
Fresh and clean.
Also, someone would have to like model that and then like sneak it into like
model
numerous,
his boobs.
Numerous compiles of a movie, and it would just like never
fly. There's plenty of existing boob models out there. It's like not hard to figure out.
Some disgruntled Pixar employee just downloads a nude Skyrim mod and uses those models to get fired on Brave 2 or whatever's coming out.
Gross.
What gross how? Just the Skyrim part?
Yeah, and the fact that you...
Oh, the movie?
You
no,
said Brave
sorry.
2.
Sorry, I was just trying to reach for something. I could have also said Toy Story 4. No, Toy Story 4 is actually what they're doing, though.
Yeah, that's better. That
Jesus
I'm okay
Christ.
With.
Why are they doing that?
I didn't know they were doing that until just
they
now.
They are doing it.
Well,
I think Rashida Jones is writing it?
Well, that's all right.
Like, what?
That's all right.
It's just, but no, it could be fine, but my question is, what?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that question.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway.
Is Andy going to be in it? Is he going to be like an old ass man?
No.
He's been
Jesus
carting this
Christ.
Same box of toys around his entire life.
Did you not see Toy Story 3?
Yeah, I did. He went to college.
Yeah.
He didn't die.
Those toys aren't his no more.
He's going to track him down. He's going to say, you know what? I miss Buzz and Woody.
20
And the dinosaur.
22-year-old Andy now. Or like, no, he'd be 23. He'd be about my age.
He can be 22.
He post-college.
He's got no job. He feels real sad.
Just miserable.
And he says to himself, the primary difference between my life now and my childhood life was that as a child I had Buzz Lightyear.
That's fucked up. That's a super dark version of Toy Story 4 that I don't want to think about. Really don't want to think about that.
You ever read this story that Blade Runner is based on? Is it a story or a novel? I don't even know.
I'm not sure if it's a story or a novel.
Probably says it on this page. Oh, it's a novel, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have. I have read, and this is where if I actually had something funny come to mind, I would say the name of a different thing, and it'd be a real funny goof, but I literally couldn't think of, like, I don't know. Yeah, I have read a series of unfortunate events or something like
that. Yuck.
No, I haven't read. Wow. I don't.
You didn't do it.
Well, I haven't read Do Androids Dream of Electric Sheep? No.
Yeah, me neither. I'm going to click on Ridley Scott.
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Do it.
Hmm. Yep.
Now he is. Now he sucks now.
Oh my God. He's born in 1937.
Yeah, he's old.
I didn't know he was that old.
He's the worst now. Just saying, like.
Yeah, that's fine. You can say that.
What was the last movie he came out with?
The Martian 2015.
Wait, what?
He literally just had another movie come out. Before that, it was Prometheus, so maybe that's what you're thinking of.
Okay, maybe this movie hasn't come out yet.
It literally just came out.
No, not The Martian. I wasn't fucking talking about The Martian. Judgment reserved on that.
Okay.
Just vamp right now.
I'm
scrolling. I'm looking for the movie.
Matt's scrolling for the movie. Matt took my computer over. He's kind of a novice at this because I'm usually the one that scrolls for the pages.
It's true. Usually Caitlin does all the scrolling.
Yeah. I can scroll and talk at the same time.
Can't. See, it had to come out. Exodus, Gods and Kings, which came out only last December.
Oh, was that with...
With all the white people?
Well, yeah.
But not...
Like, obviously, it's all the white people. I knew that. But which white people? Did that have Russell Crowe in it?
That was Gladiator, I think.
No, that was actually Master and Commander that you're thinking of.
Didn't it have Christian Bale?
Perhaps.
Wasn't Christian Bale Moses or something?
I can see Christian Bale playing a whiteified version of a pharaoh.
Anyway, it was all white people, and Ridley Scott was just like, the best actors.
I mean,
and I'm just like,
what's
fuck
new?
You, Ridley
what's
Scott.
What's new, though?
Well, yeah, what's new, though, but like... When you're asked directly that question, and then your answer is
I hired the best actors, all these white people.
Yeah, fuck you.
Yeah, obviously.
Like,
you know what I was thinking of?
What's new? People get asked that question these days and then fail at like making an even halfway decent attempt at covering their asses.
I was thinking of the film adaptation of the Noah's Ark story called Noah, starring Russell Crowe and Emma Watson.
That's a thing?
You didn't know that was a thing?
No.
Yeah, this was like a year or two ago. And that pretty much sums it up right there.
Who does Emma Watson play?
I'm not sure. Like one of his kids or his wife, maybe?
That if Emma Watson plays Russell Crowe's wife.
I know, that's like gross, right?
It's disgusting.
Yeah.
Hollywood's the worst. Anyway, let's click on Alien.
Yeah, let's get there.
Let's do it. Alien. Let's do this. All right. Alien.
What if I had slipped and clicked on Exodus, Gods and Kings?
Just I would just lose my shit forever. Exploded. Or worse, Prometheus.
Yeah, that wasn't a good movie.
It was not.
It was real disappointing.
Sorry, Fassbender. Love you, but not that much.
You know who else I like who's in that movie? Is Noomi Rapace.
Also, she's Idris really, Elba's in really that cool. movie.
Oh, that's right.
It's got a lot of good that's people right, to be. He gets the best. He really does get the best actors.
Yeah, he does.
No, but yeah, that's not worthy of
fucking
consideration.
Charlize Theron's in that movie, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. None of it came to anything.
Kind of bad.
Yeah.
All around.
You know, I feel like if they had, there was other bad stuff about it, but I feel like if they had cut that whole thing out. Kept Charlize Theron in because I love her, but just had her do something else completely and cut that whole fucking subplot out with the dad. It would have been a lot better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of things that movie could have done better. For instance, when the giant fucking ship is rolling on its side, mm-hmm. Noomi Rapace's character could have just like, run to the left or right.
Step to the side like 6 feet.
Instead of having this like corny awful
this donut
like, recreation or like homage to the ball from Indiana Jones. Anyway, we got there in 8 steps.
Oh my god, you know who else is an alien who I forget about? I don't actually know who this guy.
Oh, Tom Skerritt
is. The only reason I know his name is because of that shoes video.
I was trying to remember Tom Skerritt's name as I was trying to remember the cast. Because I knew that he was the guy from the
shoes the video.
Tom Skerritt.
Fiscal responsibility.
that's some good internet right there.
Love that internet.
It's a good internet we're referencing. Hey, we did it in 8 steps. This might be
that's like a record, right?
This might be the speediest we've done so far on the quick. Podcast. Look at us.
Yeah, look at us just ripping right through it. Yeah, so you know what couldn't have been done better?
Alien. And you know what? He hasn't released a fucking director's cut of it, so he agrees.
Yeah.
I love Blade Runner. I do believe there's like better versions than the theatrical release, but if in my lifetime I hope that I outlive Ridley Scott. Sorry, Ridley. Sorry to say that,
I think we both hope that.
But if in my lifetime Ridley Scott releases another cut of Blade Runner, I may personally have to like find him and then grab him by the shoulders and say,
just shake him.
Say, let it go. Let it go, Indiana. Anyway, Harrison Ford, thank you for being the linchpin that got us from filmmaking onto this page.
Yeah, he's a good guy like that. He really
came in for the assist.
Comes
there.
Comes in the clutch when you need him.
All my love to Harrison. Caitlin, what's new? What's new? Where can people find your stuff?
People
what have you been doing?
Can find my stuff. I have a conflict right now. I have a dilemma where I'm trying to
my fucking
Jesus
neighbors.
Christ. I feel like I should start using my Twitter in a more professional manner. Like using it to promote myself, but I still have this display name that I'm like pretty fond of.
Snacks de la Rocha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I got to figure out what I'm doing there. Anyway, I'm at best kabest on Twitter. Best K-A best.
You've been doing whiskey reviews for a website.
Yeah. A website called The Whiskey Wash. You can look those up. Pretty good. You might learn something about some whiskeys.
You might learn something. You had me taste a really tasty rye mm-hmm. last night.
Yep.
which I never thought I would use really tasty as a descriptor for a rye before.
It's a malted rye. That's why. Mm. Really smooths out those rough edges.
Give us a little taste of your whiskey expertise right here at the end of the show.
All right. So you're going to want to go out and try this Cedar Ridge Distillery malted rye. It's got those toasty biscuit tones from the malting, but just layered on top of the spice, the cinnamon, the berries. It kind of smells like a fresh blueberry pie.
Nice. Very nice. My name is Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter at Matthew Olson. Also, like, my gamer tag on PlayStation is pretty much my name. And I was playing with some strangers this weekend over, like, chat. And
you promoted the podcast.
Well, they were trying to figure out how to say my gamer tag. And then one of them realized it was just my name, middle initial, and last name. And everybody else felt like real dummies afterwards.
Yeah.
But shout out to that guy. Yeah, you can find me on Twitter. I do another podcast called Twin Peaks Peaks with my friend Ashley Brandt. We talk about Twin Peaks. Go episode by episode.
Oh, you know, you can also... there's one more thing. I'm writing quite a few blog posts coming up for the Portland Monthly, largely health blog.
See, I was wondering if you're going to mention it, but I didn't
want
to. Sorry,
I just, you know, I have so many things. I have like three things that I forget.
I didn't want to, yeah, that's a lot of things. I didn't want to plug something that you didn't necessarily want plugged.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, I mean, what, like, it's the fucking internet. People are going to find out what they want to find out, you know?
Yeah.
You can't hide that.
So, read those Portland Monthly blog posts by Caitlin.
Yeah.
I don't have any blog posts coming up. That's okay, though.
Womp womp.
My blog would be bad. Anyway, this has been Can You Get to That? Thank you for listening. Tune in next time.
Bye.